We'll leave Louis Armstrong dancing cheek to cheek, I think with Ella Fitzgerald. So he'll probably be doing that forever, really. This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. And every fortnight we jump into the studio and we chat about important stuff that's going on, and sometimes not so important stuff, but generally talk about the health service and how things are happening, what's going on, and how you can get involved. And today I'm joined in the studio by not one but two guests. Melanie Howell, who's the volunteer coordinator at Otway Health, and Marie East, who is the second sales auxiliary coordinator. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, Marie, second sales is famous all over Australia, I reckon. People say, if you've got to go to a Bolo Bay, you've got to go to Dooley's Ice Cream, and you've got to go to the second-hand shop. You know, that's what they say, isn't it, really?
Yes, absolutely, definitely. Bob.
Why do you reckon we get such quality stuff?
I think that Second Sales has built itself a fantastic reputation in Apollo Bay for the amazing work that they do in raising funds for our health service, Otway Health. And I believe that all of our donors recognise the fact that by donating goods that they would still be able to wear or use, that they are donating something of quality that we can resell. So I think that the community is really on board with that.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess also being a kind of holiday town, then a lot of stuff that, you know, are we really going to take this back to Melbourne with us, or, am I going to wear, you know. So we benefit quite a lot. And I guess when people wind up a holiday house, then knives and forks and lots of spare sets of stuff come your way.
Yes, absolutely they do.
But the big stuff's a bit problematic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is, Bob. As people within the community would recognise, we have a small space, a retail space that we work from, and we are predominantly staffed, well, we are staffed by volunteers, and we have limited resources to be able to manage large items. So therefore, we are really looking for those smaller items for people to donate, bric-a-brac, crockery, clothing, small electrical appliances, books, things along those lines. We can accept some small furniture, but we're unable to accept large furniture items. We just do not have the capacity to be able to manage those.
And so the guideline would be, if you can't pick it up and walk into the shop with it, ring up and talk to us about it.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, like, we can handle things like small coffee tables or bedside tables, but if you're unsure, and we have had people doing that all the time, just give us a call or swing by and we'll be able to tell you whether we can accept your item or not.
Because if, yes, that's absolutely the thing to do. And I popped my head in there the other day and I caught, there were three or four volunteers in there, and they were laughing. They were having fun. What's going on there?
Well, that's what we're all about. Our volunteers are encouraged to enjoy the time that they spend with us, as are all of our customers. We like to think that we create a welcoming environment for people to shop and to browse, and to provide that sort of environment for people to really enjoy that shopping experience, and for our volunteers to enjoy the time that they spend there as well.
Well, I'm sure they do, and enjoy the very modest money that you spend, because there are some cracking bargains.
Yes, absolutely. You can find some really fantastic stuff, and certainly over the last 2 weeks, the quality of some of the items we have received has been absolutely amazing. So I'd really encourage people to swing by during this period, not just this period, but to really have a look at what we have. We've had fantastic donations, and also we are reaping the benefit of that by really great sales figures.
Okay, all right, which is all good for Otway Health.
Absolutely, yes.
To get the stuff the government won't pay for. So, Melanie, you're the volunteer coordinator.
Yes, I am.
So does that mean if people want to volunteer at Second Sales, you're the person to talk to?
Yes. Anyone who's wanting to volunteer in any of our programs, there's two ways they can either do it. They can either call reception, and reception staff will take their details and phone contact details and pass that on to me, and I'll give them a call. Otherwise, they can go to Otway Health's their website, which is just otwayhealth.org.au. And if they go to the About Us and click on Volunteers, there's just a little form there that they can fill in, just showing sort of what interests they've got, what particular program they want to volunteer in, and just a couple of details, which will then be emailed directly to me. And then I can give them a call and organise an interview time and go from there on what the next process is.
So what sort of people are you looking for?
What sort of people? Oh, we're looking for all different sorts of people. Say, for example, the second sales, we're looking for people who can help sort the goods. So all the donated goods that come in, we need someone to sort through them and sort them into what things are appropriate, what aren't, and, of course, which aisles and things they're going to go into. So people who are just going to float around the shop, someone who might be able to just sort of step in and help, whether it's...
A floater. I saw that somewhere. Yeah. They were looking for floaters.
A floater.
Well, I know someone some flaky people that could do that.
Can float in and sort of help out in all different areas, whether it's with customer sales, whether it's with sorting staff, just general tidying up, making sure the shop's presented nicely. You might have someone who's really good at doing displays, you know, whether it's window dressings and things like that as well. And then, of course, people who can do sales. So someone who's happy to be friendly and chat to the customers as they come in.
Well, madam, you've chosen very well there. Look, that's just your colour. That sort of stuff.
Right. Yes. Talk to the customers, friendly. And it's a great opportunity. A lot of our volunteers, you know, sometimes they are lonely or you don't get out as much. So it's a great way for them to interact with other people and feel a self-worthiness as well, that they are still needed, that we get, you know, can still give something back to the community.
Yeah, if you want to feel good, be of service somewhere, somehow.
Definitely.
And I've noticed, I must say, over the years that those people, they tend to be mostly women, but those people that are new to town and go down to the op shop and volunteer down to second sales, they're not new to town for very long.
No, that's right.
Very quickly.
A great place to meet people, develop friendships and find out who's in the community and get to know where everyone's about and what other services and things are going on in the community.
Yeah, it's a good crew, and as I say, there is invariably laughter there, so be warned. But they're not the only volunteers you're looking for at Otway Health.
No, so we have multiple programs that are running. So we've got programs that run up at aged care, whether it's with activities, assisting whether it's with gardening or games or just going in and having a chat with a resident.
With an older person.
So sometimes some of our residents have family here, some of them don't. So just seeing a new face to come in and have a chat with them can just lighten up their day. We've also got our Friend in Hand program, which again is run up at aged care. The volunteers have to be trained with Louise, who does three 1 hour training sessions. And then they'll go in and they'll do 15-minute hand massages with our residents.
Oh, okay.
But it's a great thing just to be able to face-to-face, one-on-one contact with someone and that sense of touch, which as you're getting older, you might not necessarily get as much. So that Friend in Hand program is wonderful for that. The other program we have just started, we've got two volunteers trained up at this stage, is our community bus run. So we've got two lovely volunteers who have been trained in first aid as well, and they're going out, they go and collect community members. So whether it's to take them down to the supermarket to get their groceries, drop them at the groceries, fruit and veg shop.
Yep.
Sorry. Actually, I think they're closing.
Well, or down to second sales to
second
have a rummage.
Second sales, that's right, have a rummage through some goods, which has said they have taken them down there as well. So wherever it is that they want to be dropped, the volunteer will drop them off and they'll also arrange a time to pick them up.
So it might be that a couple of people want to go up to the co-op and have fish and chips for lunch. If it's a lovely day.
Or it might mean just meeting a friend down the street for a coffee as well. It doesn't have to be, you know, to take you for shopping and that. It could be meeting, or it might be taking you up to aged care to visit a friend up in aged care that, you know, you can no longer drive there yourself, but you'd like to pop in there.
So you've got two volunteers driving the bus now?
Yes.
And is it a special license that you need?
No, it's just a normal car
regular driver's license.
Yes.
But you do need some first aid. And
we will get you trained up in first aid first as well. And as I said, we'll go for a bit of a drive in the bus. It's just that little bit longer, but yeah, it's easy to drive in. Our volunteers don't mind taking that around.
Now, clearly volunteers probably don't need working with children checks, but
yes, they do. Yeah, all Opera Health volunteers need working with children.
Everybody, okay. Everyone. So you get working with children, police check, usual sort of standard character stuff. Yeah.
Yep. I think it's brought in most organisations these days of working with children's checks. There was some laws that were changed last year, as of August last year. So, it is a requirement.
Okay. So working with children, police check. That's about it. In terms of and to be, you know, reasonably ambulant, reasonably able to move about, and
definitely so as I said, you want to be able to get yourself about, and that way you can help others as well.
Yeah, especially at the op shop where space is, you know,
space
at
is
a premium,
tight.
Isn't it?
Yes, that's Bob. Yes. Yeah. So again, there's different, and that's why everyone's ability. We've got different activities and different programs that can suit different people.
Yeah.
But if
you're not so mobile and you wanted to read stories or
the newspaper
up at Laura Pengelly.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you could bring your Zimmer frame up and have a sit and have a cup of tea and
have a read, whether it's a paper, the local news sheet. A lot of our residents still want to be connected with the community and not know what's going on in the community. So having visitors come in and let them know those things is a great way to help them and feel like you're giving back as well.
And for those that aren't quite so sociable, there's the garden.
The gardening group, yes.
Not to suggest for a minute that they're not sociable people, but
they still sit down and have a cuppa at the end of their gathering on a Wednesday. Mm. So majority of our gardeners come in for 2 hours on a Wednesday from 9 till 11. There's some that come in on other days as well and do some extra bits and pieces. But they do a marvellous job in keeping our
gardens. So how many gardeners would you have?
So there's about 7 gardeners.
Wow, that's amazing.
So really, when you look at the grounds and how big our gardens are, they do an amazing job, and we're so grateful for them. So on the days it may vary, and I suppose with the gardening group it's good because it's not something you have to be fixed into. So some of our gardeners might come every week, some might come every fortnight. It's a bit more flexible to fit those people with busy lifestyles and got other stuff.
Yeah, and I suppose
it
depends on whether you're putting in a new bed of something or just doing root.
Yeah,
you
know, if they're mulching or if they're just going along generally, pulling out the weeds that keep coming up.
So in all, just roughly, how many volunteers would Otway Health?
We've got 91 volunteers, active volunteers.
Wow. Yeah. That's nearly 10% of the population.
It is.
That's amazing.
And especially when you look at majority of those volunteers are volunteering in other organisations
committees,
as we all do.
But still, that's terrific and a great thing to be part of.
It's definitely.
And so if you're not already a volunteer, then you probably should be. How do we go about that?
As I said, you can either call reception, pass on your details, and I'll give you a call back.
Yep.
Otherwise, you can go to Otway Health's
website.
Which is just otwayhealth.org.au. Register your details on there, which will come directly through to me, and I'll get in contact with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Or you can pop into Second Sales and see myself or one of the team and leave your details, and we can pass that on to Mel.
Yeah, good excuse to pop into Second Sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got any preserves down there at the minute?
Yes, we do. We've had some donations over the Easter period of some lovely homemade preserves, so they've been selling pretty quickly.
Yeah, I generally pop in to check those
they're
out.
a very popular item.
Yeah. All right. Well, we might play a bit of music, and then we'll come back and talk about a couple of other bits of housekeeping, and that's going to be another fabulous and interesting episode of the Otway Health Check on 3ABR. A delightful sentiment. Karen Allison, what is this madness? I wonder that too. But this particular madness is the Otway Health Check. And I'm in the studio with Melanie and Marie. One's the volunteer coordinator and the other is the Second Sales Auxiliary Coordinator. So we're very coordinated this morning. And one of the things that Marie at Second Sales is keen to coordinate is seeing some new faces in the op shop, in Second Sales. That's basically the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is, Bob.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. We have currently, I think we have 30 Second Sales volunteers, with 25 being active at the moment. We're open from Monday to Saturday, so we have quite a few shifts to cover. So we'd really, you know, encouraging people that have probably thought, oh, maybe it's not for me, to come in and have a look at the space, have a chat to the volunteers and myself, and maybe reconsider volunteering at Second Sales. So it'd be really great to get a cross-section of the community represented at Second Sales, and really encouraging new residents of town to come in and have a look and have a chat to us about whether they think it might be for them.
And have a cup of tea.
Don't just
come and browse and say, oh, right, thank you, very good, goodbye. So, hello. Introduce yourself. It's a very friendly group. And don't just come once. Come a couple of days, because the faces change all the time, don't they? 30 volunteers.
Yes, that's right. Well, we have two shifts a day. So it is, as I said, you know, some people do one or two shifts, some only do one a week. So it is a changing face of volunteers throughout the week.
And it's, look, it's Otway Health benefits so much from the funds generated by Second Sales. It's a really worthwhile thing to be doing if you have any spare time at all.
Yeah, and not just Otway Health benefits from it, actually the community benefits from it.
Yeah.
Because as I said, the money that's raised there then helps fund different programs as well that are run throughout the community. So I think it benefits us all.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. The good health of one is the good health of everybody.
That's
for sure. Well, I can't enthuse any more about the value of volunteering, and Apollo Bay certainly has a great culture for that, but particularly around the health service, as it goes from strength to strength, it's a really good thing to be doing. So thank you for coming in and talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure, and I'll just do some housekeeping and we'll wrap up this particular segment of the Otway Health Check on 3ABR. And I just need to tell you that the physiotherapy is available every Monday and Thursday. And it's a really good idea if you've not moving too well, or if you've had some sort of little procedure or something, get hold of the physiotherapist, make an appointment. However, if you can't make the appointment that you've made, you need to let them know 24 hours in advance. Otherwise, because there's a man or a woman sitting there waiting for you, you'll have to pay the fee, I'm afraid. So certainly get the physiotherapy happening. I have an old ankle injury, and every time I talk to someone about it, they tell me that if I'd had the physiotherapy at the time when I was young and foolish, I wouldn't be having so much of an issue with it now. So get the physiotherapy. The Campbell Craig Exercise Physiology happens on April the 9th. So you can ring reception to make a booking. And the podiatrist will be here on April the 30th. And you can make it a booking for podiatry. And that's your feet, if you didn't know that. 1-300-793-628. Podiatrist, 1-300-793-628 for a booking. Thank you again, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
This has been another rip-roaring, rip-snorting Otway Health Check on 3ABR.